the time has flown. I'm sure everybody agrees that the time has just flown by, and I can't believe that we're halfway done with the school year already. And I think that we've had a better experience than we thought maybe we would have, and that's because of the vigilance of the staff and the students and even the parents indirectly. And I think it's because everybody has been working hard to sanitize things, to socially distance, to have their face masks on. And because of that, I think we've had a pretty good experience. We're very grateful for the low numbers that we've had. And now is not the time to let our guard down. Now we have to keep that guard up. And we're really hopeful that families will follow the CDC guidelines for family gatherings and for socializing with others during the holiday break. And we hope that when they come back, the numbers will continue to be low and that we won't have a surge upon a surge. And if we can and we can get ourselves to that day of vaccination, we'd be very grateful. Now, we have to keep in mind that right now there's no intent to give the vaccination to the children because they haven't done any studies yet to see what the effects are. But certainly we can have the staff vaccinated. And if that takes place then, and our staff is protected, then I think that we'll be fine with the rest of the school year.
And then do you foresee any adjustment in the schedule at all in the second semester or the second half of the year where kids, you know, the school day would be longer or any, I mean, are you looking at any potential adjustments or with the school day, or is it going to be pretty much the same way it was in the first half of the school year?
We talked about that last night at the school board meeting, and then one of the board members asked me about that. And it's my intent to keep things exactly the same for the rest of the school year, which would be an hour late start each day. And we'd still have full attendance 5 days a week. And those families, of course, who want to keep their kids home for remote learning are more than welcome to do so. But it's our intent to continue with the same paradigm for the rest of the school year. And then hopefully things will settle down in next fall. Maybe we can get back to a more traditional schedule.